What's up, everybody? How's it going out there? It is the Seth and Colby Show. I am Seth. He is Colby, and this is the show.
Haircut. That's me.
No, Colby, you just got to come right out with it. Say haircut right
no
at the start,
man.
No
one can make jokes now because I've announced it. It's been announced, and anybody who comments on it late, who's not here,
would
be like, you're late. It's already been done.
Okay. I think that's really smart.
You're unoriginal. I'm owning it.
Yeah, but what about the people who are here right now? Can they make comments during this period?
Said it. Okay. I already said it. They can't even focus on it. If you comment right now, I'm not going to read it.
Oh, well, you'll read it. You just won't respond. Not even going to read it.
Oh, mustard and ketchup, bros.
Hey,
you
look at us, dude.
Very yellowish.
I am. This is orange, but the cameras are dumb,
dude. It looks very mustard color.
It does. Do you hear noise? Like someone crying? Oh, it's our stupid voices on my phone.
I hear something crying. That's our show.
That's my voice. Sounds like a whimpering dog.
Someone sound like they're crying? Oh, no, that's Seth talking.
I want to give a big shout out to our newest bot, Commander Root.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, I see him all the time now. Commander Root over there. I don't see our favorite bots, though, Electric Longboard and Electric Skateboard.
Maybe they got caught, man.
Maybe Commander Root took him over, dude.
It's possible.
I don't know what all these Twitch bots do, but
yeah, it's very confusing.
They're just there being body.
I don't know what they do.
I'm glad we get to do a show today. I was a little worried that we'd drop frames because my stream went offline today about 2:30 because frames just went away, but
I saw that.
I don't really know why that happened, but it happened and now it's fine. Oh, cool. Menace is Root. He is Root. He has absorbed everybody.
Oh.
I am Iron Man.
I am
Root.
Groot.
I am Groot. We are Root. Yeah, that's what we're saying. So we're going to do a show tonight, and then 59 minutes from now, we will be returning with the conclusion of Mario Party 5.
Bah, 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 bah.
25 turns left. Will Bowser Jr. win? Yes. Will Seth beat Colby? Probably. Will Colby rage and throw all of the team-based games? Yes.
I will.
Yes.
I will do that.
So that'll happen tonight. That's at 8 o'clock p.m. It's 1 hour from now. Well, you get an hour of us yapping,
yippity yapping
before
jabbing,
we get
man.
There. So that's it, dude. But hey, Menace, how are you doing, man? I like the hog with the pink fairy wings.
That is, it's a fairy,
it's a majestic hog
princess.
Yeah. Yeah, princess hog. I think that's
she got turned
acceptable.
Into a hog and now needs her true love's kiss.
Kiss
from
the
a toad.
Kiss the toad kisses the hog,
and then they both become toast, and then you get eaten.
Are you on drugs right now, man?
Yeah, it's called acid. It's fantastic.
Acid.
You should really try it. Kind of opens
acid.
Your brain.
Acid.
All sorts of things like toast and frogs and hogs.
All right, man. Well, let's just get right into it because I'm curious. You said you went and saw Solo. So, number one, you're a liar because on Sunday you said you wouldn't watch it unless
it
was...
I went and saw it.
Oh, okay. So, you're not a liar. All right. How was it?
It was surprisingly much better than I expected.
Well, we thought it was going to be garbage.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, it was going to be straight... Yeah. Straight... What's the opposite of flame? Straight...
Baking soda?
Poop? Straight...
Like you pour baking soda on a fire,
straight
it goes out,
frost,
right?
Straight frost, bro.
Frost. Straight frost straight sounds cool, frost. Though, still.
Straight frost.
Jack Frost. You know, but other frost-related cool things. I think the opposite of flame would be like baking soda, man. Because you extinguish
you could
flames.
You freeze it with frost, man.
You
frost
can't.
Would freeze flame.
No, I don't know if you froze... You can't... I don't think if you could... First of all, how are you going to throw frost?
Like a frost machine, man.
I don't think those exist.
Yeah, like Mr. Freeze's gun.
Oh.
I'm going to get that shit.
Is that frost, though, or is that ice?
It's the
what
same
is the difference
thing.
Between ice and frost?
It's the same.
Is it just because no one likes to go outside and be like, my car has ice on it? Because that sounds idiotic, so you're like, it's frost?
I think frost is like a tiny bit of ice.
But it's still, why do we need that?
I don't know.
Okay, it's
English
like a tiny bit of water. I guess you say damp. Is damp equivalent to frost?
I would say so.
And then misty,
I'm a little moist.
Misty is like
a little moist.
What do you call water?
Dew.
That's vaporized.
Gas.
Yeah, but it is a gas. But everything that's vaporized is a gas.
Yeah, it's called a.
How come
mist?
We have ice
a
frost?
A
we
haze?
Have water and
no, we don't got nothing for.
Yeah, we don't have
gas.
Like nothing for.
Gas is getting left out, man.
Steam? Is it
out.
Steam, dude? Might be steam, dude.
We're idiots. That took us too long.
Vapor? Menace says vapor.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, he got that vape pen, man. Yeah. Why is it small again? What happened to your big daddy?
Oh, you want
to
hear about that?
Yeah, I would love to know.
Okay, so.
We'll get to Solo later.
I have two batteries for the big one, right?
Yeah.
I always have one plugged in just in case when the other one dies, I can just grab it and exchange them.
Hot swap.
So there's always one plugged in under my desk.
Okay.
Back in April, so a month before I found this out, there was a recall on the batteries because they started fires.
Oh. And you always had it plugged in.
I always had it plugged in.
Yeah.
I was always worried about my apartment. I never worried about my apartment going up in flames until I read that. And I was like, shit.
Yeah, that thing could explode.
I gotta get home and unplug that thing. So yeah, I threw them out.
Yeah. Do you think I should be worried about this, man?
A service battery notification?
Yeah.
Most likely, yeah.
It's been like that for a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah. Easily a year and a half.
Oh, like if it will start a fire or just stop working?
Well, it's always plugged in.
Uh-huh.
So more of the fire.
Probably fire. Yeah, I would say. This whole situation would be a fire hazard. Renter's insurance, right?
No. This is way under control, though.
I know. Right. I don't either.
This is way under control.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to have like an automatic fire extinguisher that senses smoke.
We should probably have a fire extinguisher.
Probably that.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those either.
No, we're bad adults.
Yeah,
we really are. We should just stop talking about it.
Yeah, because we're going to cause
it. It's bad juju. All right, Solo, man. What about Solo, dude?
Solo. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoil it.
Spoiler alert.
He dies, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew Han Solo died.
Yep.
This podcast isn't fire, it's frosty. How dare you? This podcast is decent AF, all right?
It's pretty decent.
It's decent, dude.
Darth Maul's in the movie.
Are you kidding me?
Darth Maul's in the movie. And not just normal Darth Maul, like Clone Wars Legends Darth Maul.
Wait, so he's cut in half?
Yeah, he's got robotic legs.
How have I not seen that?
It's on
the
YouTube everywhere. Like, you could Google, or you could YouTube, like, just Darth Maul Clone Wars, and it will show up. He's also like a spider creature for a little bit in Clone Wars, but then he gets normal robotic legs.
How is Darth Maul
like
alive?
Look at all these stories. People didn't know that Darth Maul came back in Clone Wars, like after.
Well, I only know that. I only know that because chat's told me a million times that Darth Maul isn't dead.
Yeah. Oh, he's dead now.
Like all of these articles are like.
About Solo.
How this is, like, let's see. Like, Darth Maul cameo explained. Is Darth Maul alive? Didn't Obi-Wan kill Darth Maul years before Han Solo? everyone is just confused.
Wow.
But I don't know if that makes me want to see it more or less.
He is in it for 20 seconds.
Why? Okay, explain.
All right. Major spoilers.
Yeah, who cares?
It's Solo.
Everyone lives. Spoiler alert.
Right. There was definitely the Chewie almost died scene.
Yeah.
There was like three times Han almost died scenes.
Oh, I wonder if he was going to die, dude.
My prediction was that Emily Clark's character was going to be dead because that was his love interest and it would send him into a spiral.
That was my whole prediction is that she would betray him and that would turn him into the cold-hearted man he is. So I called it.
So Paul Bettany as the villain, he's the main villain for the most of the film. He's decent.
I mean, he's a good actor. So.
Yeah, he's got that whole, like, I'm really nice and pleasant.
Yes.
Unless you fucking piss me off, then I'm going to rip your head off.
That's how he was in Da Vinci Code. Remember when he was this nice monk and then he would all of a sudden take off his robe and he had, like, chains on his arm.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that dude.
No, well, that's like most evil Paul Bettany, I'd think.
Like, if you just didn't piss this guy off, you'd be fine.
Okay, but, so it's like me.
Yeah.
He rages out, but he has money and power, so he actually kills people,
yeah.
Well, I would do that if I could get away with it.
Right.
I just want to state that for
the
record.
This is the Star Wars universe. He's the head of, like, a fact. There's a whole bunch of factions in this show. Like, his people, his minions are
New
called,
Monarchy,
like, the
whatever,
Crimson...
Yeah.
Wave or Tide or something
the
like
Crimson
that.
Crimson Tide, Alabama?
Maybe.
Okay.
Crimson something. I could be completely wrong.
Roll Tide! Does he yell Roll Tide at any point during the movie? Because that would be great.
He doesn't.
Then Darth Maul comes in.
So the train heist is not the ending. It's pretty early.
Okay. That's good, I guess.
Yeah, that surprised me. And then the final battle is in fucking Paul Bettany's big old ship thing.
Okay.
Where the gold lady's singing and shit.
Why is there a space octopus?
So the Kessel Run.
Okay. Oh, they show that in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Kessel Run can only be done in 24 parsecs.
Okay.
He does it in 12.
Okay.
So only 24 because there's like this one like path through the big old clouds with exploding lightning and shit.
And there's an octopus in there.
No, no, no. That takes 24 parsecs to get through.
Okay.
They get this, like, there's fuel in it. So this spouted a debate between the nerds of Star Wars and people who hated The Last Jedi.
Okay.
Because The Last Jedi introduced fuel. That was never a thing beforehand. Like, hyperdrives just did their hyperdriviness.
Oh. I kind of just always assumed there was fuel, right?
And never mentioned it other than The Last Jedi.
Okay.
So.
Like, you tell me in all the books and everything, no one ever refueled?
I believe not.
That's crazy.
So.
What are people doing?
Hyperfuel's a big old thing in this movie, because it's worth a lot of money, apparently.
So what they did in Last Jedi is made people mad by bringing up fuel.
And then this whole
movie. And
then movie,
Disney doubled down on it by being like, you don't like fuel.
Opening text. There's not an opening crawl,
right.
But it's the, in a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago. It's that kind of text, and it just fades in and out.
Yeah.
There's like a whole bunch of backstory.
You heard you're mad
one.
About fuel. Here's a whole movie about
it. Bold and capitalized.
Boba Fett movie, by the way, text. Spoiler alert, is going to be all about Laura Dern's pink hair. The whole movie is going to be about that.
Boba Fett's Laura Dern.
He's going to take off his helmet, and he's Laura Dern, and the whole movie's about getting hair dye.
That's why she's evil, man.
It is such a twist, dude. I can't believe it.
So the train heist is them stealing the hyperfuel for Paul Bettany's character
because
they're like they're in a debt or he paid for the job.
Well, you need fuel to fuel your linebackers. You can't win national championships every year.
They fail at doing that.
Uh-huh.
They don't get that.
Okay.
And so they get a second chance
to
go and get unrefined hyperfuel.
Okay.
Which is
rocks
very,
or whatever.
Very
volatile.
Thank you. That was the word.
Yeah.
And so if they did the 24 parsec run of the Kessel Run, it would have exploded the ship.
Okay,
they would die.
So they had to
so
do
they
the
12. Had to go instead of taking the very safe tunnel through the clouds. They had to go through the clouds,
right?
And inside the clouds are these space creatures that just
octopus.
Exist.
Okay.
And there's a big gigantic octopus.
All right, and then Darth Maul is also in the cloud. I'm guessing
no,
riding on the
no,
octopus.
No, he's somewhere. He's a hologram that we see.
He's not even
and
real.
He turns
in
his
it?
Lightsaber on once, like threatening. And just kind of points
does
it.
Does he say anything?
Yeah, he
does
talks
he say,
a lot.
Does he say Paul Bettany is sparsely populated? Is that what he says?
No. No, I think it's the voice actor from the
well, that
cartoons,
guy ain't doing
but
anything else. Ray Park or something like that. That's like that guy's name.
That,
he's a baller, dude.
That's the acrobatic man. And his
oh,
voice
is that not
sucked,
him? Oh.
And so they had to redub it for Phantom Menace.
Oh,
he
that's
was
right.
Darth Maul.
That's right. The Darth Maul guy.
I don't know who he is, but.
Yeah, because his voice in The Phantom Menace is so menicing.
Right.
You know, it's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super scary.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, ooh.
Ooh, he's a bad guy.
Yeah, man. He scared me.
At first, they like did like a little. They didn't show his face when he started talking, and I'm like, is that the Emperor? Like, is he working for the Emperor?
Right.
And then, no, it's fucking Darth Maul. It's Darth Maul,
man. So why is he in it?
Okay. So Emilia Clarke's character is, like, back and forth in between, like, I'm a changed woman because there's, like, a time jump from
right.
at the very beginning of the movie. They're Han and her together on Corellia or whatever.
Okay, yeah, Corellia.
And then they get separated. Han gets to escape. She gets caught.
Oh,
and
no!
And so then, like, there's, like, a 3-year time jump or something like that. So not a super long amount
right,
of time.
Right.
But then they meet up again at Paul Bettany's place, and apparently he, like, owns her now.
What a nice guy.
And he's got a brand and everything.
Just like now. Nick Saban and all those football players, right?
But then she sees him, and then her feelings start coming back, so she kind of manipulates him, and then her waivers go, like, back and forth the whole movie. And
so she's
end,
like Paul Bettany's emissary in the movie?
Yeah,
okay.
Basically. And so at the end, she's, like, threatening to kill Han Solo, like, and Paul Bettany's behind her. He's like, yes, do it. Yeah. Do it.
Blue 42.
And then she turns around and tries to stab him, kills him, and then makes up some story about how the hyperfuel, how he's dead, Woody Harrelson's character did it, and he just escaped with the hyperfuel, and got everything's kind of fucked up.
Okay.
And she's telling all this to Darth Maul, and he's like, come to me with the ship. We will go from there. And that's the end of the movie.
So what's Darth Maul doing?
He's the big bad.
Like, he's the actual big bad of the movie.
Yeah.
And they leave it on a cliffhanger like
that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so there's supposed to be multiple Han Solo films.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now I don't know, because it made the least money any Star Wars movie ever made on opening weekend ever, so.
Well, they I don't know, man. It's like our show. Like
Deadpool fucked it.
No, I don't think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Dude, 6 weeks in a row for movies, for, like, normal people, that's too much. They went to see Infinity War.
I think Infinity War boned the whole summer.
Deadpool made its money.
Yeah, but Deadpool was cheap.
Cheap?
I think they should have done Solo over Winter. I think they should have.
Yeah,
I know.
1,000%.
Like, I think Disney already knew it was going to make money.
Initially, Han Solo was scheduled before Deadpool was here in the May.
Right.
So they had enough. They would have had 5 weeks in between Infinity War, four or five weeks in between Infinity War and Han Solo.
I find it hard to care. I find it hard to believe.
I'm pissed
that Disney cares, I think is what I mean to say.
Well, like, because like this was an entertaining movie. Yes, there are plot holes out the wazoo.
And does everyone look like things. Disney?
Yeah.
Like Disney.
Yeah,
though?
Like the pirate, the Destiny pirate character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She turns out to be just like some biracial woman.
Okay.
Teenager.
So there's a. What about pansexual Lando?
That wasn't as bad as I had thought it was going to be.
What a shocker. That got blown out of proportion. Who could have imagined that?
Like, it definitely wasn't as bad as, for me, when I was watching it, I didn't give a shit.
Would
like,
you have noticed
didn't take
if
me
people
out of
didn't
the movie,
tell you about
like
it?
Like Cantopite did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was going to happen. And then this one, I didn't know all of what the droid did was going to happen.
What about that time when he took off his underwear and his droid Wang came out? Remember that part?
That didn't happen.
Oh, that was
but,
the movie I
but
watched.
But Chewie and Han did take a shower together at the same time. Yeah,
that's a lot of shampoo we needed for Chewie, man.
He was real muddy.
He's got to get a lot of VO5 going for that.
There was like a lot of dumb introductions. The ways that they chose to introduce the like what Han Solo is, his last name came up as to why that's a thing, and it's just some guard when he enrolled for the Empire to get away from the people in Corellia.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, "What's your name?" He's like, "Han." He's like, "What's your last name?" He's like, "I don't have one. I don't have any people."
What is with people not having last names?
And so he's just like, well, he's Han, and he's Solo. So he's Han Solo.
All right. I would have turned the movie off, yeah.
He gets his gun by just Woody Harrelson just kind of throwing it at him. His dice are in the movie because that was a big thing before Last Jedi.
Does Lando or does Chewie have his crossbow?
No. Not like, that I saw. I didn't pay attention, but
ridiculous,
he gets his ammo belt by picking it up off of the floor of a ship that he just entered.
It was the robot who loved him, not Lando loving the robot. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, kind of. The robot has a big old like conversation with Emilia Clarke about boys, because Han's in love with her.
Yeah,
and then the robot's like, Lando's in love with me, but I don't feel the same way. Because it just wouldn't work. We're too different or something like that.
I don't know, man. I just played Detroit Become Human, and if you love your robot, that's fine. There's some really sexy robots in that movie.
This robot is not at all humanoid, other than the fact it has arm-like
arms. What have I been saying?
Leg-like
for
legs.
How long we known each other? 11, 12 years? What have I been saying? All 11, 12 years. It all looks the same in the dark. Just remember that, man. That's life advice.
Yeah,
I've
said that
everyone,
so many
everyone
times
out there, just remember that. It all looks the same in the dark.
Yeah.
That's all you got to remember, all right?
So, yeah, man. Solo, better than... It's worth...
I can't believe Darth Maul did it.
Because I enjoyed watching it. Like,
right.
It was a very enjoyable movie
to watch. So you don't think there's
going to
be a second?
Oh, now? No.
I bet there is.
I mean, there might be.
The problem is that, like, I haven't heard anything about it at all.
Yeah.
Like, when I heard... Like, the only thing I heard about Solo was disappointing numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've heard a lot of stuff about Deadpool. Spoiler alert for you.
No,
I'm going to spoil it.
No!
I'm going to spoil it.
No! I'm going to see it tomorrow. All right. Stop it.
All right, I won't spoil it.
Good. What's up?
Oh, look what Birdlaw did. Oh, wait, you can't see it.
He's too... What?
You can't, can't even see it. Can't even see it.
I can't read it since they're late, and I already made the comment myself.
Okay, there are key plot points in Deadpool that I already know.
Mm-hmm.
Just from browsing Reddit and see, did you see this part in Deadpool? Yeah. You know, like I've seen all that. haven't heard one plot point about Solo. And that's the thing that worries me the most. Not that it didn't make money, but, like, there's no word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people aren't going to, like, if it was, like, you, like, I've heard that it's better than expected.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard that so overwhelmingly that people are like, all right, maybe I'll go check it out.
I don't know. I really expected for the main Aldrich Killian, whatever his name is. Alden Ehrenreich, that's it.
I don't know.
That's it.
Why do we think of Aldrich Killian? Who is that? Because I think that, too. I think that, too. Aldrich Killian every time, and Aldrich I don't know who Killian. That is.
Who is that?
I don't know.
That's someone.
I'll Google it.
Anyways, he was... There were parts...
Oh, he's the bad guy in Iron Man 3. That's who he is.
Stupid.
We know the bad guy in Iron Man 3's name better than we know the man who plays Han Solo. That says a lot, actually.
There were parts of the time where I was like, this doesn't feel like Han, really. But then there were parts where I was like, that's... 1,000% Han.
See, I don't know what that means. Like, feels like Han. Like,
oh, there went all the frames for a hot second.
It's all right. They'll come back, dude. Mm. No, this is not what it was doing earlier. Okay, now it's doing what it was doing earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it sat at zero for 10, 15 seconds.
Maybe it's good.
Yeah. Occasional spike is probably okay, as long as it doesn't last 5 minutes like it did last time, so.
But... He did much better than I thought. I actually enjoyed Emilia Clarke in this movie, unlike any other movie I've ever seen her in. She was not like Emilia Clarke-y.
What about Game of Thrones, man?
That's not a movie.
Okay.
And that's her one role.
Yeah.
That's why I can't stand her in anything else.
Yep. I get you, man. I get you.
There were parts of the time where I'm like, this is Donald Glover, not Lando.
Okay.
Then there were other parts where I'm like, that's kind of Lando-y.
I don't know, man. I want to see it, but I don't want to see it bad enough to go. And that's saying something because it's free.
Yeah, I kind of watched it, allegedly, on, like, the shittiest goddamn cam video
I can't believe that they set it up for a sequel. I had no idea.
Yeah, they planned, like, be a sequel. Three, I thought.
No, I had no clue, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why they would have thought that.
It's just terrible Lando-y. Release time. Like, yeah. I just don't... Like, I can't... They're going to do it more next year.
It needed more time because everyone's still very salty from The Last Jedi.
Well, and I also think there's too many movies that are good right now.
Yeah.
Like, and next year is going to be even... The thing is, like, this is why I don't think Disney cares. Like, oh, we lost money because of Infinity War that we made.
Because of Infinity
War. Right.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And then next year they're going to be like, all right, Infinity War 4 is going to suck up the entire summer. Who knows when Lion King 2 comes out, Frozen 2 comes out, Toy Story 4 comes out, all these things that Disney's doing in 2019, and then the next Star Wars movie. It's like, they've got to cannibalize each other, but does it... Like, Infinity War made so much money. Like, think about the perspective of this. Infinity War made so much money, it's already paid for Part 2. Part 2 is pure profit. No matter if it comes out and it makes $1, that's $1 of profit for Disney. It's already paid for itself. And Infinity War's made so much money, it probably paid for Solo too.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable how much money those movies are making.
Doesn't
so,
hurt
like,
when you only compete with
right,
yourself.
Right. Like, they just dominate. Like, sure, Deadpool got some money in there, but I'm sure Marvel gets some money from that. Because it's Deadpool, right. And Disney owns Marvel. Maybe. Also, they're about to own 21st Century Fox. So if they get 20th Century Fox, all the money that 20th Century Fox just made is also Disney's money now.
Yeah, it really doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't.
I saw an article saying that their stock dropped because Solo didn't open well, and I'm like, but
well, there's an article that I had up on the past couple of shows that was like Netflix's stock is now more valuable than Disney's. And I'm just like, on what planet is that possible?
I have no idea. That does not make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
And it's because it's that day when Comcast decided to bid for 20th Century Fox 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this, like Solo was bad. And so Disney stock dropped because of those two news. And so Netflix has kept going up. And so technically Netflix was worth more than Disney.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because Disney could buy 8 Netflixes off the profit of Infinity War. I don't understand, dude. I don't know, you don't mess with the mouse, dude.
Yeah.
The mouse has like hired hitmen come kill you. Ha-ha, murder. Like it'll happen, dude.
I don't know. Like Kathleen Kennedy.
You hate her.
I do, but like now I have less hate after watching this movie.
You'll watch it again and you'll hate it.
Yeah, I finished
that's what happened with
it.
Last Jedi.
Right.
That's what happened with Force Awakens.
Yeah, but those...
Every Star Wars in the Kathleen Kennedy era, you've liked the first time you saw it, and then liked it less on each repeat viewing.
I know, but...
I think you're going to be mad that Darth Maul's in it. Because I feel like I'm kind of mad Darth Maul's in it.
It was such a cool surprise.
Yeah, but now that you're not surprised anymore, I feel like you're going to get angry that he's there for no reason. It makes no sense.
It
also ruins Star Wars canon. Like, is he a Jedi? Or, I mean, is he a Sith?
No. He's his own thing. I watched Clone Wars. And there's a big plot line that's all Darth Maul.
Right, but that's a cartoon, man.
Still, it's canon.
But does he have the Force?
Yeah, well...
Why doesn't he show back up to Palpatine's house and be yo, man?
He does that.
Remember me? And he's like, nah, I got Robot Boy now.
He does that.
That doesn't make... Why wouldn't Palpatine want two?
Two what?
Two badass Force using lightsaber baddies!
Well, because Darth Maul wanted to kill him for, like, leaving him dead or something like that. I forget why. But it's in the show, man. Clone Wars is great. Rebels sucks ass.
All right, man.
There are definitely some campy episodes very childish episodes of Clone Wars. But then there are also some that was like, why wasn't this a Star Wars movie?
Right.
There's a real good
points
and things like that, man.
I mean, I'll watch it eventually. I don't know, man. I just don't care.
Yeah, don't watch it on the site I did, because it was fucking horrible.
Yeah, I'll wait until it arrives on the site that I have that
smart.
Has high-quality movies, but you have to wait until they're actually available, so it's a thing, man.
It's a thing.
You excited about WWDC on Monday, dude?
No. I didn't even realize it was time for that.
next week, I literally have a calendar, because I've been trying to plan out the conference schedules. Monday's WWDC. Tuesday, Bungie is announcing the September expansion for Destiny 2. And then Friday's E3 conference, Saturday's E3, Sunday's E3, Monday is E3. It's just so much awesomeness going to happen in the next week.
I don't give a shit about any of them.
How can you not care about Black Ops 3 Battle Royale mode? And it's 4, by the way.
Yeah, it's 4.
Yeah, so see, you do care.
I've seen the
you care.
Because... They made, like, somebody made a joke after Battlefield 3 that they're just going to add another number to the logo of Battlefield.
No, they did that for Call of Duty 4, yeah. I wondered that. Like, that is not Roman numerals.
No.
It's just 4 lines.
Yeah.
But I guess technically...
What are they going to do with 5, man? 5 lines?
I hope they keep going.
It would be great. Like, 27.
It's just 18 lines.
It'd be great.
What about Fallout 76, man?
Give no shits.
I don't know what that is either. I haven't played any of the Fallout
Any
games.
New game that you're talking about that's coming out, I'm not going to give a shit about.
Oh, there's going to be one.
There's not.
About Spider-Man, dude.
That would be the one.
Oh, come on. You know you want to see Spider-Man.
I want
to
swing through New York on webs, yeah.
What about Battlefield? What about Battlefront 3?
No, I would rather die. If the plot of the story mode, if they're going to have another story mode, it's going to be just as shitty as this one was.
It's going to look like a barcode eventually, is what Bennett says about it. It's probably Activision's dream. Just scan the logo and you'll pay.
Bam!
I don't know, man. I don't know. What about the NBA Finals? You care about that?
No.
Dude, do you ever like look in the mirror or at Twitter and just be like, at the zeitgeist with the Stanley Cup Finals happening right now, E3 next week? All of these games, like the new Assassin's Creed just leaked, and people are freaking out about that.
I'm so glad I live under a rock.
There was a big leak about PlayStation stuff. WWDC is on Monday.
I give no shit.
NBA Finals, Cavs versus Warriors again.
Oh.
Game one is right now during this show.
Oh,
and
I would rather
you just
watch
don't
paint
care?
Dry.
What does get you excited, man?
If the Celtics made it,
okay,
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Anything but the fucking Cavs and Warriors, man.
Championship flopping.
I'm so sick of it. Don't give a shit. Any other teams make it, I'll watch the finals, but not these two.
Yeah, today on the Discord, I added a new channel called Sports, and I'm like, no one's going to use this. It's like, I feel like I would post stuff in there and be like, guys, look at this. And then, like, No. There's me and Fictional Matter in chat. We're the only two people that care about basketball. Or sports, I think, in general.
No.
Because
NBA is terrible.
Dude, I
hate those teams.
I found, like, I guarantee you, dude, like, if I go, we'll just look, all right? We can't click them because I don't want to get banned. I'll go here. All right, let's just scroll down. There's going to be a purple game that's going to say NBA. It might not start till 8, honestly, because it's out East Coast. I'm not totally sure. So we may be too early. But, like, whatever day the last game was, game 7, we were just scrolling through Twitch, and there was just a game in here called NBA, and you clicked it, and it was just the stream of the game. Just the whole thing was just a stream of the game.
They might have seen that and taken it down.
Well, I don't know how they can, because these people just make, like, it was also all over IRL. Here we go. Here is some high quality Twitch content, guys. We got in.
Oh wait, we gotta watch.
This is Twitch right here, guys.
Is this like singing challenge or?
I believe this is how tight can your sports bra be challenge. I'm not totally sure what's happening. Yeah, that's Twitch, guys. What do you think? Oh, and here's the other side. This is the propaganda.
What?
We should really just do a show called We Critique Twitch. And we just watch other people's streams and just be like, what's happening?
What? А вот негробластеры в 4 утра.
How? Does this have 1,300 people watching this?
I don't know.
Do people in Russia watch Twitch?
I mean, I'm sure they do. I mean, he's a verified Twitch partner, man. He might be, for all we know, he might be an actual streamer who's just in IRL right now because he hasn't started playing games. Like, that's a thing people do, you know. Yeah, there's one. There's a high-quality stream right there.
Twitch thoughts, man.
Is this what is this? These are just look like naked women. I'm just not even going to click that because that looks horrible. I'm doing this because I want to see the game, Chaz. That's the whole idea.
Oh, yeah.
In Soviet Russia, Twitch watches you. This girl looks underage.
Oh, man. Do you have to be 18 to stream on Twitch?
Yes, technically you have to be 18. Although you can have people that aren't 18 on Twitch, but generally they're your children. Like, it's pretty much frowned upon if you, like, have a 16-year-old friend who comes up.
Right.
Like, we couldn't have done this show on Twitch in 2008.
I gotcha.
Because that would be weird. We would have.
Yeah, because I would have been 18.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
18. 18. Where's our category, talk shows? Let's see what we are, man. How many views we got right now? Two? We got four. We're going to be at the very bottom. All right, let's see what shows are better than us. All right, well, we can't compete with Blizzard. All right, it me JP. He's big one. He's an actual streamer. Okay, Big O and Dukes. That's a show I watch. That's not fair either. Twit
Radio Libre, man.
What's that?
I don't know.
Okay, man. You know the talk shows category really falls off quick. We're already down to like the 10 viewers. God, our show looks idiotic. We are like the lowest rent podcast. I mean, look at all these other shows, like. All these, like, graphics, like, this guy even booted up paint and did some stuff, you know? This guy's got a coffee mug, you know, these guys are at a table, and it's just us. Just.
We got an overlay, man. That's just someone on here. Yeah, that one over there is saying interior crocodile alligator.
What we need is a big boobied girl to just sit in between us.
Oh, yeah.
At all times, and then boom. Views, man.
Like a really expensive, like, sex doll, would that do it?
Probably. I don't think it needs to move because they're going to click on the thumbnail.
Right.
We actually could just get a JPEG of boobs and put it, like, here in OBS, and we could just get clicks that way. And then we, you know, every 5 or 6 minutes, I'd just be like, hey, if you're here for the boobs, stay for the content, you know? And
yeah.
I'd get people to follow
the
channel.
Those are the viewers we want, right?
That's a great point. I always forget about that.
Yeah.
A third co-host. It'd actually be our third and fourth co-host, right and left boob. It'd be pretty great.
Jesus. Good Lord.
But yeah, man, it's a big week coming up for conferences and stuff, dude. Big
and WWD, week. Whatever the hell.
Yeah, Worldwide Developer Conference. Well, occasionally they announce a new phone.
They won't do it this year.
They probably won't.
They came out with two.
I know, in September. That's when they kind of moved it to. But this is like the PCs. They usually do the iPads and the Apple Watch during this one.
Whoa.
But they also have been known to do Apple Watches in September, so it may be nothing.
I hope it's nothing.
I'm surprised you don't know more about it. You're usually the one who's like, did you see the new rumors on Apple, man? That's usually you.
I don't give a shit.
I don't know. Why, man?
I've changed, man. I've grown up.
Let's see. I'm going to see if there's rumors.
I'm stuck with the fucking 6S, man. I'm like three phones behind.
I'm behind you, man.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Apple's WWDC 2018. Here's what we could expect. All right, iOS 12. Okay, it says, temper your expectations for any big flashy updates. The next major iOS update is set to focus on improving reliability and performance. Okay. That ought to be just riveting content, man.
Right?
Yeah.
We have added 16 new algorithms to make this process go by faster. It will be great. It is the most outstanding and best content we've ever made.
Let's see here. Remember, there's some new AR and health features.
Wow, because okay. I use those so much.
And I'll show this text. Independent says Apple may be opening up its NFC on devices. Developers like things like transit fares. Plus, there's always a chance that we might be getting long-awaited features like better notifications or multi-user support for iPads, although I wouldn't necessarily hold my breath. Expect a better working version of iOS instead of a better-looking one.
Okay. Cool.
iOS or Mac OS 10.14. I'm still on 10.12.
Yep.
Not upgrading. That's my new rule. Don't upgrade.
Right.
You upgrade, it stops working.
Yep.
I'm just never upgrading again. What I have now works fine. It'll probably always work fine
just
in perpetuity.
As long as it will continue to work.
Right. And see, the thing is, like, what if you get new software? You don't. That's the thing. You stick with what you got.
Yeah.
You don't update any of your software. You don't ever have to worry about it being out of date with your iOS. That's how they get you, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they get you. Rumor mill has been quieter about updates to the next version of desktop. Rumor mill has been divided whether or not we'll be seeing it at all. God, this sounds horrible.
It sounds real boring.
It sounds like the worst. It
sounds like they're taking a year off.
Let's see. Watch OS 5. Unverified rumor says that Spotify coming to the Apple Watch along a new stream kit, which would be a pretty big deal. Probably going to use a slate of new faces, including a Pride theme one that's already leaked to fit its features. And usually the case, so they're just gonna add watch faces and Spotify to it.
Like, I give a shit.
I mean, Spotify. Well,
how often I use the apps on this watch.
If you have the 3G app. Or 3G watch,
yeah, that
Spotify would
make
sense. For you, it wouldn't matter.
No. No. And it would only matter on the cellular one if I could connect Bluetooth headphones.
Which you can.
Okay.
That's the point. But it only works now with Apple Music. So they brought Spotify to it. That'd be a big deal.
I get you. See, yeah. I'm too behind to even give a shit.
Yeah, but who cares? Because you just run with your who runs without their phone? I guess the idea is you don't need your phone if you have a watch with cellular.
I wouldn't if I had a watch with cellular.
I mean, I guess.
Because it just bangs around
but
in my
you also
pocket,
got, like,
I hate it.
It's also another $30 you got to pay a month, man, for stupid right. another cell phone.
I don't even need a cell phone. Just give me the watch.
That's actually true for you because you live under that rock.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Siri. Siri needs some work. All right. I'm going to make it better, apparently. TVOS. They're going to be Dolby Atmos for the Apple TV. Okay, who cares? Going to get a MacBook Pro refresh. I think they're going to fix the keyboards, man, because remember those keyboards are broken?
No.
That MacBook Air going to get a new one. iPhone SE 2. iPhone hasn't launched an iPhone in June since iPhone 4, but it's possible a long way to follow up. The iPhone SE might show up.
How's the SE?
Isn't that the one that's like the four-shaped one? Like the very small one? Like the low-budget iPhone?
I have no idea. I've never seen one person with that phone.
I think, oh no, of course not, because people just still use the iPhone 3 or whatever. iPhone SE, yeah, it's the one that looks like the 5s and prior.
Mm.
You know, that's what it is. It's the tall screen. Remember before they made them kind of fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just as tall as this. It's just skinnier.
It's skinnier, yeah.
Which is stupid.
Right. It's made of metal and all that. Okay, AirPower, it's wireless charging mat. Not wireless charging mat.
Dude, who gives a fuck?
The headline is
caring.
A wireless charging mat.
It's because they stopped doing cool shit, man.
We got a mat that charges your stuff.
Dude, we're updating software. We're making things better that's ultimately going to make them worse. Cool. You wanted something new and innovative like an iPad or an iPhone like we used to do? No. We're just going to keep making the same shit because you idiots keep buying it.
When are we going to get Detroit? You know, that's what I want now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want, because no, that's the only, like, I was just thinking to myself, like, what can we even innovate anymore? And that's what it is. It's fully functional, sentient robots. And that's,
oh, yeah, that's the next step.
That's what I want, man.
That's the next step.
I want them to bring out, I just miss, like, Apple's always been hardware, and their hardware is just sucks now. Like, that whole thing, their only hardware in there is a wireless charging pad, man.
They're updating their Macs, man.
What are they going to do? Make them grayer? Who cares?
They're going to offer them in colors now.
If they do that on Monday, I'm deleting Twitch. I'm going to delete this website. Goodbye. I don't even know why. It's not even streamed on Twitch.
Yeah.
No.
Because Amazon owns it, so that's odd.
I'm going to stream it on Twitch.
Right.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch it and just mock it relentlessly. So.
I have to...
Let's Unless it's great.
When is it?
Noon.
Monday?
Noon on Monday. Yeah. Oh,
okay. I could do that.
Yeah.
Just watch that.
It's going to be horrible.
Yeah, it's going to be real boring.
It's going to be terrible.
At least it's not Animojis, though, man. They try.
I would prefer
fail.
Animojis at this point, because at least that's entertaining to see a bunch of 50-year-old millionaires on stage going, da-da-da-da. That's fun for me. All right? Pad that charges! Not exciting. It's been around since the 80s. Who cares, man? It's got an Apple logo on it. It's $75. Dude. Terrible.
Yep, I've given up, dude.
There's, it's awful,
there's
man.
Nothing new I want other than things I just don't have, you know, like, and they've
like,
been around forever.
Sentient, self-thinking robots.
I want a projector.
Projector?
Yeah.
Those have been around a while. You just go get one of those.
Right.
Why don't you do that, man?
I'm getting it for my birthday.
Oh, are you? Where are you going to put it in your place?
In my bedroom.
Dude. Put a hidden camera in that thing. Yeah, and give me the link to watch.
Yeah, I'll do that right away. Hey, Electrical Longboard's back.
Hey, all right, man. How you doing, Electrical Longboard? We missed you. Oh, wait, you can't talk. You're a bot. Wouldn't it be great if it said something? New drum set, man?
Don't give a shit.
What? You don't care about drumming now.
The current one is fine.
Okay, all right. I thought you meant like you didn't care about drumming anymore.
I do need new cymbals because those break and I need to replace them. But other than that, no, I'm good.
Dude, when are you going to set up your stream? And
I'm settled.
When are you going to set up your stream for drumming, man?
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
It's not coming, is it?
It's coming when the new Han Solo movie comes out.
It just came out 2 weeks ago.
The new second one.
All right, chat, we won't forget that, all right? Remember, when he said it, we're going to set up a stream in his house. That's a fact, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact. Hey, man, how's the Southern Colby brand coming along?
It's great.
Is it? How's the progress on it?
Really great.
What progress have you made?
I've got everything almost done.
Oh, yeah? You got a sneak peek or anything for us?
I don't.
What's the color scheme you're using, eh?
Pink.
Pink, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not pink.
Not at all.
I feel like you haven't started at all.
Oh, I've tried.
Okay. Did you get all the ideas I sent you?
Oh, yeah, I looked.
Okay.
They all sucked.
I liked them.
Well, yeah, they work with the shows that they had, but...
I think it works for us.
Not with just two words.
Just make something, man!
I
don't care at this point if it's poop splattered on a wall in the shape of our names.
I tried it. I can't think of anything that's cool to me. Can't do it.
You have no feelings.
No.
It's a problem.
It's real easy to create other stuff for other people, but for me...
Can't do it.
I can't do it.
Dude, all you've been doing for the last 10 years is creating brands for yourself.
Yeah. And they all sucked. They went nowhere.
Well,
I want this one to go somewhere.
But the logos were good.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
They sucked. And typically, all the brands I ever started were based off of the logo once I created it. I then made a name... To work with the logo.
What about our heads on traffic cones, like Menace said?
What?
I don't really understand it, but do it. Let's try it out. Maybe it'll work.
If you keep 3-tier subbing every month, then yep, I'll do that. Right away. Right away.
Oh my god, dude. Hey, did you stop paying for Apple email?
No.
Because I sent an email to you today at your me address, and it bounced back to me.
Uh-oh.
Like, it's just your name, no middle initial, at me.com, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It just bounced right back.
I've gotten emails all day. It's actually been pissing me off, because I've done the whole, like, clear all.
Yeah.
And it just
this didn't is you right here,
on.
Right? This email address? Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Let's see if it works, man. Because I sent one to you earlier and it didn't work.
I mean, I haven't gotten one since 5 o'clock.
This would have been about 4:30 probably.
I got one at 5 o'clock, man. I'm not getting this one, though.
I don't know, dude.
I feel like I would have gotten just text by now.
I don't know, man. That's weird. I mean, I also got an email back from...
I really hope you're going to my spam. That'd be great.
No, it bounced back. Like, I got an email back from my email provider and said this didn't work.
That's weird.
This is really entertaining, isn't it? We're trying to solve Colby's
email problems.
Yeah. Well, I just figured you'd want to know, like, if your email doesn't work.
Yeah, it's apparently not working.
I mean, it hasn't shown up. It's weird.
Yeah. We will have to check on
that.
Oh,
you might be right, Menace. That might be it.
Yep.
Did you block me, dude?
Yep.
Why'd you do that?
No, I didn't do that.
You did, didn't you? Sorry. It's fine. I can get you on Discord. No.
I was going to say, why would I do that? You have 5,000 other places.
Oh, I do. I literally
could
drive to where you work.
Yeah.
And see you. Yeah, that'd be great, actually. I kind of want to plug in that camera back there and see if it works, but I'm a little worried that if I do that, it'll, like, break the stream.
Something is
here,
like...
I'll get it. Just hold on. There's like...
Is there a lot?
Just take it off and clean it. It's just so much.
Jeez Louise.
I've literally been staring at it the whole show. It's been like blowing like a cake.
I got on my beer. There's too much.
Might as well take it off. I'm thinking about getting some wireless headphones. You want to chip in for them?
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Okay, you chip in like 95%, and I'll get the other 5, all right, man? These are the ones I want to get. Here, I'll show them to you. Like, this is long-term, like, because obviously they're expensive. But, like, this is what I'd like to get, all right? I've just been putting dream stuff in my Amazon cart.
Man, why do you do that to yourself?
Because I need to make a list of cool things so I can improve my life when I have money, all right? Look at this. This is what I want to get right here, okay? They're wireless Sennheisers, all right, mm-hmm. Really nice brand. They come with a little charging cradle. Mm-hmm. So and they hook up. They're not Bluetooth. That's the problem is I don't want Bluetooth headphones. I want them because they got to plug into the board.
Right.
So I need them. So this one plugs in via a headphone jack, just like these do, the bass does. And then the bass communicates it to the headphones.
Via
and there's
what?
So then there's no Bluetooth? Via RF. And so I can walk around everywhere and still have my headphones on, have the same volume control I do now over here, mm-hmm. And then when I'm done with the stream, I just put them right back on the stand, boom, they charge, dude.
Well, yeah, we need 2 more months of Twitch payment to get that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to spend all of that on one pair of headphones. Yeah, so. But yeah, pretty cool, though, right?
Sure.
Okay. How long have we known each other? Did you both go to school together? No, Colby is 6 years, almost 7 years younger than me.
Yeah.
No, 6 years.
Yeah.
6 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So we didn't go to school together, and we met because of my ex-wife's younger brother knew Colby.
Yeah.
And Colby listened to one of my podcasts, so he knew me, and then found out. Yeah, see, there you go.
Mailed. Why does it say?
Undelivered. Undeliverable mail.
Look at it and read why it says that.
Anyway, he met me and then we started doing our show together and Bob's your uncle. I don't know if that's the appropriate use of that phrase, but uncle. Yeah, there we go. Mail delivery system, undelivered mail return, man.
Why does it say?
I'm sorry to have to inform you that
blocked.
Your message could not be delivered to one or more recipients.
Diagnostic code blocked, man.
Well, I don't know what that means.
That means that's the reason as to why it didn't go through.
So, does me.com block every single email from DreamHost?
No, because I have them and I've tested it and it's worked.
Yeah, it says blocked, man.
It does say blocked, man. How do I don't have a blocked list. Unless I did it, like, I don't know, to spite you or something. I have no idea.
Why would you spite me on that one thing, though?
I don't know.
Like, I never send emails from that address. That's what's so weird about it.
Right.
Save up Christmas for the headphones? No, I gotta
I don't even know where to look for something like that.
I don't either. I don't even know what you would do. I honestly don't know how you'd fix that problem. But yeah, those headphones look really cool, dude. And look at this. I'm so excited about this, man. Look at this. I can't wait till I buy these. This is a 16-pack of 60-watt bright white light bulbs.
Why?
Dude, $25 for 16 light bulbs?
That is stupid.
That's a great deal.
That was real dumb.
I don't need them right now, but I can't wait. So I put those in my cart, too. I do need these. Like, look at this. This is important. All right. Every studio needs one of these. Two-pack surge protectors. All right. Very important. Those I'm going to get pretty soon because I'm actually out of power down there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have to upgrade that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I was going to say we're not going to be able to test that camera then, buddy.
Oh, does that need a power?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, we need a surge protector. And this I just added to the car because this is kind of cool. This right here, I didn't even know this existed. All right, chat, you ready? This is a timer that shuts off your electronics that are plugged in. So, like, if you have, like, a printer that jams after 24 hours being on, or, like, you want to restart your modem every 24 hours, but you want to do it while you're asleep, you can set a timer on here at, like, 3 a.m., it turns off the power to everything plugged into it and then waits a minute and then turns power back on. How smart is that, man?
Yeah, my...
I have no need for that, but that's really cool, so I just put it in my car.
Parents have had one of those for, I don't know, 20 years to turn off the Christmas lights.
Dude, I am going to eat you alive, man.
That is
not the same thing.
Improving your life purchases are looking real dumb right now.
You're looking dumb every day I see you.
It's not part of the issue at the moment.
I hate everything about who you choose to be, man.
Well, that's your own fault.
Well,
for knowing me,
I really
did. You find a $12 wedding ring for yourself?
Yeah, well, Chris found that. She thinks that's what I like, so
that works.
That's kind of my opinion. I have no idea what kind of wedding ring I want. Like, we went to the mall yesterday so Chris could try some on. Of course, she found the one she liked, and like, I just tried on everything, and it was like, yeah, I like this one equally as much as I like the one I tried on before. I just don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, how do I choose?
I don't know.
I mean, what kind of ring do you like, man?
Dude, I'm going black.
Black? See, black is really in right now.
No.
And the problem is, like, I think 50 years from now, I'm going to look down at my hand and my big black ring and be like, what an idiot, getting black.
I'm a silver kind of dude.
Silver?
Yeah.
Like, actual silver or, like, brushed metal? Like, shiny or
probably not
matte?
Super shiny.
All right.
Yeah, more matty. More matty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what I'm going to do. But it's not your problem.
You're going to have to figure that out, man.
I am, dude. But I have a year, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. And even then, I can just tie twine around or something, man.
That'll work.
Isn't that romantic? Like, see that in a movie. It's like, we can't afford rings. Here's some twine, you know?
It's temporary rings, man. That's what those are.
I thought about getting a bright orange silicone ring. What do you think?
Smart. You can always find it if you lose it.
Keep it classic with actual silver. I don't know, man. I don't know if I want something shiny. I get distracted real easy, you know.
You'll eventually get used to it.
I don't know if I will.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will.
You eventually will get used to it.
Like, I've been 30 years without a ring. I feel like it's going to take another 30 for me to get used to it, and I'll be dead in 30 years. So. I'm not sure I'll ever get used to it.
Perfect. Timing works out great.
I'm halfway done. What if I do die, literally, exactly the same amount of days I've lived to the wedding after the wedding? That would actually be pretty baller.
That'd be pretty ironic.
I'm going to have to figure out what day that'll be, and then we're going to have to talk about dying on that day. What's wrong with your butt?
Oh, my underwear is stuck to me.
Dude, just take them off, man.
Do you ever wear performance underwear?
No.
Don't.
Isn't that like... Is that like compression wear?
I mean, it's basically that.
I wear compression wear when like I ride my bike and I run and stuff, so my big fat thighs don't rub together.
I don't know why I wear it just on a daily basis.
I need underwear that tuck in and around the balls.
Ugh.
You know, I need some ball buffer. Do you not need ball buffer, man?
No. Nah.
Ball buffer,
is,
by the
what
way.
Is that?
You know, it's like you wear your undies, all right? And then, like, there's, like, your balls hang like this,
mm-hmm.
You know, and your legs are, like, over here.
Mm-hmm.
You need, like, some fabric in between your balls and your legs so when you're sitting, your balls don't stick to the side of your legs.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get
that. And then you don't get that with compression wear because it makes a ball cone. You know,
a ball cone?
It makes like a cone that your balls just lay in, and then it's just an open space for your balls.
You ever seen the underwear at the Buckle?
No, I don't go into the Buckle because it smells like panela.
It's called the Saks. Saks is the brand name.
Like S-A-X? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's got like, I don't know really how to explain it.
Okay.
But it's like, it's got a really low hanging crotch, kind of.
Yeah.
And then there's like fabric that's inside that protects your dick and balls from your legs.
Okay.
And looks really cozy. Like a saxophone, man.
Is this the song that plays, man?
This is the song in the mall all the time. Kenny G.
Sax underwear, dude.
Sax.
If they don't pay for like this song for their underwear, they're insane, dude.
Underwear. Get your sax on. What do you think of cheese?
What?
What do you think of cheese?
I like cheese. Isn't Songbird like the most famous one?
I like cheese.
I think this is the most famous one. Oh, it's in chat. I thought you were just randomly asking me what I thought of cheese.
Yeah, man, I'm that random.
I love cheese, dude. Here we go. I think this is the sax song. Yeah, man.
Is that even a saxophone?
I mean, it looks like a cheating saxophone, doesn't it? Because it doesn't curve down. It's like a flute.
It's just a brass flute.
Yeah. I mean, it's a saxophone because he's playing it like a saxophone, but it's not shaped correctly, so I feel like that's cheating. Are you both at college? No.
Neither.
No, neither of us even went to college.
I went.
Oh, well, okay.
I didn't finish.
I mean, I don't think that counts.
That definitely
I think
counts.
I say what someone said. Famous Saxist Careless Whisper. I think what
I
someone
basically
says.
I have an associate's degree.
Yeah, but you don't.
But I can say I do.
But you don't.
But I do.
Careless Whisper. Let's check this out.
What is this?
It's the most famous sax, dude.
What is this?
George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's it.
This is some sax right
sax
here, dude.
Sax music, I know.
Sax.
I like to play this music while I'm having sax.
Do you? Yeah. While wearing sax? Okay, man, if George Michael can get away with just touching ropes sultry in the middle of his music video, we should be able to
in
make
slow motion
anything we want for our cover art, man.
We just need to do everything in slow motion.
Well, it's you know what? I could live without actually ever hearing this actual song. I just wish. Where are the YouTube videos that are like 10 hours of Careless Whisper sax solo? We just need that. I'm sure it exists, right?
The 1000% of things.
10 hours of Careless Whisper.
That was all. It's already there.
Beautiful, dude. YouTube won't let me down, man. Just gonna be this for 10 hours. Dude, one time, alright, here's what we're gonna do. Chat, you guys remind me, okay? And you remind me too. If we ever do a reveal, like a movie or something like that, like not a movie, but like we debut something,
uh-huh.
Like we're like Wednesday at 9 o'clock, we're gonna debut this on our Twitch channel. Just 12 hours before I'm gonna go live and just have a picture of our face, and it's just gonna be this in the background. 10 straight hours of Careless Whisper saxophone, dude.
There's something I know this from, and I think it might be what Menace is talking about.
What about Yakety Sax?
Not that.
Yakety. Yakety Sax is amazing, dude. This right here. This dude. This dude right here, dude.
Why this? Stop it. That's haunting as shit. Viewers are now scarred for all eternity.
I just hope that's the Twitch thumbnail. That's all I want, man. That's all I want, dude. This is the thing. That's it, man. That's my favorite use of sax right there.
Search sax guy, man.
Sax guy? Okay.
I want to see it.
I didn't realize that the sax was this versatile. Is this it, Menace? Is that what you were talking about, dude?
I would assume. That's not a sax.
Want a refund? Too late. No refunds. We have your money. Live with it. All right, that dude's playing the violin, though.
Well, he's getting dizzy.
I bet this is going to get hype, dude. I can tell. Okay, I was not expecting this.
No. He's still on the tourney thing?
Dude, that guy's going to barf.
Moldova?
That's a country. This has got to be one of those Britain Got Talent thing or whatever. Or Europe. All right, I'm into this. Look at him, man.
No, he's getting it. He's airbanging that saxophone.
Dude, wouldn't you if you could do that, man?
No. I wouldn't be playing the saxophone.
He's literally airbanging it. Here, called it, dude. It just keeps going on and on. Like, I expect it to stop, and it just keeps going on. You don't even need 10 hours of sax guy. This never ends.
This is definitely looped.
No, it's seriously
it's
not. It can't
looped.
Be, right?
Yeah, it's definitely looped.
No, dude,
yes,
I don't think it is.
It's 1,000% looped. This part is.
I don't think it is, man. Why would they randomly loop it? They would make it way longer.
They just flipped it.
All right,
man.
You're right. It's looped. All right, I'm an idiot. Okay. Leave me
they
alone.
Tricked you by adding more at the end.
Well, I would have watched this sax face clip because I couldn't see myself, obviously. Like, yeah, okay, Menace, we'll be processing your refund. I understand. I get you. Yep. Sorry.
That
I apologize.
So scary. I don't know what that was from, but man, that was terrible. It looks familiar, like something from my nightmares, probably. But
it might be. You might dream about my face coming closer and closer to you in your nightmares.
Can I tell you about this dream I had?
Yes, please, please, absolutely, especially now.
So this was from 7:50 this morning.
Okay.
To 8:05.
Oh, it's one of those dreams.
Yes.
Oh, those are the worst dreams.
It felt like an hour.
Yeah, dude.
So I am old man Obi-Wan Kenobi in the dream.
Oh my god, dude, can I be? Oh. I literally dreamt about Obi-Wan Kenobi this morning too. That is not a joke.
Really?
Like, seriously. We were like on a planet together, like, exploring this cave, dude.
Was him.
Oh, you were Obi-Wan.
I was his companion.
And maybe it was
there,
you.
I was there with Joel McHale.
What?
I've been watching a lot of Community recently, man. Me and him are, like, fighting these two, like, gay psychopathic killers.
Okay.
And like we get into a knife fight and I'm like stabbing him and then he's like stabbing me and then like I cut his throat a little bit. He starts ripping his throat off like a crazy motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck?
What is
Joel
going
gets
on?
In the mix. He gets like keeps getting stabbed. He was getting stabbed so much that I was like, I need to go.
It wasn't when you got stabbed.
No.
It was when Joel McHale
yeah.
got stabbed.
Yeah. I was like, all right, well, Joel, you're my friend, but
sorry, can't have this today.
So then I leave. I'm on a place that's on a lake.
Okay.
And there is a small, very slow motorboat outside.
All right.
And then so I hop in that motorboat and just drive down the river for a little bit. I could still see them, and they finally get outside and start chasing me in another slow motorboat. And then like I like have to dive into the water, and at some point I'm still ahead of them. I get to another on a lake building of some sort. It's
yeah.
a bar. And then I go inside and bash, and a couple other people are there. And I'm like, hey, man. I just
they
got
didn't even comment on your stab wounds?
Just got stabbed.
And no comment on you being Obi-Wan Kenobi?
And then they just pop out of nowhere, like, ah, and then I wake up.
Because you died, and they got you.
Yeah. It was really terrible.
Dude.
I woke up so fucking scared because I was like, I'm stabbed!
Dude, that's weird, man.
Yeah, it was weird.
And you were Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. I was old man.
How did
Obi-Wan
you know
Kenobi.
You were Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Great question.
Yeah. How do you know?
I don't
what are
know.
You drinking? It's 7:15 in the morning, probably Miller Lite.
Yeah. Acid.
Doing acid, drinking acid, doing all of the acid you could possibly do. All right, guys, here's the deal. Show is over, okay? We do an hour on Thursday nights. Guys who are new, Josh, how are you doing, man? Welcome. Here's what we do. Every Thursday night, we do an hour where we talk about stuff and things, our personal lives and all that, and then we do Colby Plays Games. This week, we're doing Mario Party 5. Me and him are playing together. We started it last Thursday, and it took longer than I thought. So we're going to finish it tonight, And then on Sunday, we just do a regular two-hour-long show. So if you like that type of ridiculous content, we'd love a follow. It's totally free. Everyone else, thank you for watching. Yeah. I'm gonna put this in.
Yeah, you're getting it, man.
Shut up. There, okay. Everyone, did it not work?
It didn't work.
It worked. It worked. Oh. It's there. For everyone that's not following us on like social media and stuff, please do so. All right. Type in, go to the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, the subreddit. Join the Discord if you haven't. Send us stuff to the P.O. box. Go check out the t-shirts, all that stuff. We'd appreciate it. Also, follow the channel if you're not, whether you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, you're watching on the video on demand at youtube.com/SethandColby. We'd appreciate it if you stopped by the Twitter or the Twitch and hit follow. Also the Twitter, but Twitch mostly at hit follow. I was looking at our stats for iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and according to those, we have zero listeners, which can't be possible. It can't be.
It's definitely possible.
No, it can't be, because I know people who listen on audio.
It's definitely possible.
But, so, I don't know if we even keep doing that.
Don't have to.
I mean, I don't...
Here's the thing. If they like it and they still listen to it, then we leave them out to dry, and they are forced to watch the YouTube or Twitch. You can watch YouTube, get YouTube red, it will play on your phone, you can shut it, and go.
We now know Ren's real name.
Oh, yeah?
Ren is his name. His name is Rennie. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I believe it's officially Reginald.
Reginald?
We're going to call him Reginald. I don't think Reggie, dude. Name's Reggie now. But guys, thanks so much for watching. If you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're going to take about a 5-minute break. And then... we're going to come back with Colby Plays Games. We're going to finish our Mario Party game where I kick Colby's butt.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. So if you're watching live on Twitch, don't leave. We're going to be back about 5 minutes for Colby Plays Games. If you're watching everywhere else, thank you very much for being here tonight. We'll be back on Sunday. If you're watching on YouTube, Colby Plays Games is on the YouTube page, too. You can check that out. And guys, thank you so much for hanging out tonight. We will see you on Sunday.
Sunday.
For everyone on Twitch, don't leave. Sunday. We'll be right back. Everyone else, thanks for hanging out. We'll see you guys in a bit.